Joining us, Brad Davison to Talk Racing. Morning, Davo.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Now, what have you made of the Doomben 10,000 barrier draw?
Yeah, so, look, only a small field of 11 there in the end. They had those big nominations, but a field of 11 to accept overall. I think the big loser is probably Trekking. I think it's fair to say, guys, barrier 10. I know he does get back a little bit as it is, but not ideal draw for him. The big winners, Wild Ruler in gate number 2. That's a perfect draw for him, I think, because he can just either lead or tuck in behind the speed. I know they said last time out that they were happy to draw wide there at Randwick, where he sat 3 wide and built into the race nicely. So they might not be as tickled pink by that low draw, but I think it gives him options. He can either roll forward or probably just park behind a horse like Eduardo and build into the race nicely. So I don't think they'll be too bothered by that. Others, Graf out in 11, one of the losers, and Splintex in barrier 1, he's going to be able to be nice and positive from there. But look, Eduardo, I think that's about a perfect draw for him in gate 6. He can just cruise forward, probably lead, and be very hard to run down.
This Goodwood over there in South Australia on Saturday looks like a pretty strong field. Jitra, Behemoth, Viridine.
You're right, Loz. It's probably a stronger field than the Doomben 10,000 when you break it down. We've got Jitra there. It'd be interesting to see what he can do there. Of course, we haven't seen him since back in October now. So it's been a while. He finished third in the Tab Everest and then won that $1 million race, beating Hawkbury on her. So we haven't seen him since then, but he'll headline a pretty good race there. Again, 11 horses accepted for that. Dirty Work, as you said, a couple of others there. Behemoth, who's been a very consistent horse for the David Jolly Yard. So I guess, when you break it down, it's probably not ideal having 2 1,200-metre sprints on the same day. I suppose it's a bit like having the Wagga Gold Cup and the Gosford Gold Cup a day apart. They're probably not the best place because they're sort of taking horses away from each races. But maybe there's something, we look at in the future. But saying that, they're still pretty good races in their own rights. And the Goodwood's definitely probably a touch stronger than the Doomben 10,000 this weekend.
Today at Warwick Farm, just seeing the markets being adjusted for scratchings as we speak, Davo, but we've got a heavy odds-on favourite in the Vinery Handicap for the two-year-olds, the opener.
Yeah, we do, and it's a bit of a precursor to Queensland and to see whether these two-year-olds can step up and put their hand up for what looks like it's going to be a pretty strong JJ Atkins up there this year for the two-year-olds. Of course, the group one for the two-year-olds up there over a mile is always well sought after, and the likes of Cal Teal there for the John O'Shea Yard, a very impressive winner first up at the Provincials, and Greater Harlem as well, who was very good when runner-up at its only run at Warwick Farm today. They look like they'll clash today in that the two-year-old handicap, and we'll see how that pans out. But I think if Cal Teal comes out of wind or if Greater Harlem runs well, I'm assuming both of those horses will be heading north for the JJ Atkins. But just looking at that market, at this stage you've got Port Louis at the top of betting. He's heading up there, obviously, after his luckless run in the Champagne. Cal Teal's actually a second pick there at $10, has been well supported. But the likes of Converge, Giannis, Glen Eagles, who I think might be a really good chance there at $15, he's heading towards the size, I believe, and then straight into the JJ Atkins. So it looks a strong race. Overpass is also there, a horse that's been flying in Sydney over shorter distances. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that JJ, and Glen Eagles, the one at this stage, standing out at $15.
7 races at Warwick Farm today. It's a heavy 8. Do you like anything?
Yeah, I think race 4, Loz, would be hard enough to beat number 6 Gun for the Mark Unum Yard. First up from a spell, return to the gelding. He's always shown plenty of promise, this horse, and I just think returning as a gelding, it sounds like reading an article with Mark Unum that this horse has always had plenty of ability, but he probably hasn't had his mind on the job. So now he's had that gelding operation. Loved his trials leading in. Yes, he's got a bit of a tricky draw to overcome, but it's only the one turn there at Warwick Farm. So he can sit wide if he wants, or he can go back and sit off speed and finish off. So I thought he was hard enough to beat there today. Race 4, number 6 Gun.
Great stuff, Davo. $2.20 with Tab, well backed as well. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.